This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Clear Instructions to the Businessman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam lays a great deal of importance on fair transaction in business. While it may sound easy to do, but when it comes to practically doing it, it may not be that easy for everyone. You need a strong ethics and morality, and above all, the subservience to Allah, the iman in the words of Allah and the guidelines of Allah to be honest in your business. You know, it's easier said than done. You would say, yeah, why should I not be fair towards the other party? Well, when you get your hands dirty, when you get into the arena and you are having this business transaction where you can maximize your profits, which is what capitalism tells you, by hook or crook, you end up falling in the trap of shaitan, the Satan. You go like, okay, the goal here is to maximize my profits. The other party, the other person does not know that, so I am going to trick him into maximizing my profits. The Prophet of Allah said, O businessmen, be careful of your duty to Allah. Refrain from oaths, abstain from telling lies, avoid oppressing others, be just to the oppressed, do not draw near usury, give full measure, and wait fairly, and defraud not men their property, and do not act corruptly in the land, making mischief. Very clear instructions by the Prophet of Allah. Similarly, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, O businessmen, first religious jurisprudence, then business. First religious jurisprudence, then business, which means you need to know the rules and laws of engagement in a business transaction that Islam has outlined for you. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing clear instructions to the businessman. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, keep on being truthful in your speech. Do not hide any deficiency in your goods. Do not cheat anyone who trusts you, because this action is forbidden. Do not want for people anything which you do not want for yourself. Give what is lawful, and take what is lawful, and do not wrong anyone. Businessmen are sinful, and the sinful are in the fire, except those who take what is lawful and give what is lawful. How can Islam possibly give more clear instructions than what Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has given? This is a very high-level guideline for all the people involved in any kind of business. Sometimes we hide the defects of a commodity when we wish to sell it. Do you know it is something prohibited in Islam? It is the right of the buyer on your neck to list the details and defects of your product. Yes, it is not easy, but for those who have faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment, they end up doing the right thing. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, who's the seventh divinely appointed Imam, has said, selling in the shadows is a kind of fraud, and fraud is not lawful. Similarly, he said in another place, cursed be anyone who defrauds, cheats, or tricks a Muslim. This is how sensitive the Imams of Ahlul Bayt are towards the right of other Muslims on our neck. We have been instructed very clearly to be just and do proper business if we wish to do so. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.